scripture today is Psalm 18:2. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
I'd like to invite you to kneel with me this morning as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the words of David, he wrote, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I'll direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up." This morning, we gather together and we lift our voices in prayer to you. And we know that you hear us because you've promised to hear us. We want to give you thanks today, Lord, for the things that you've given us, for your goodness, for your love, your kindness to us, Lord, and the places that you've prepared for us, all of us being your undeserving children. We want to listen this morning. We want to learn from the word that is spoken. We want to encourage our brothers and sisters who may be discouraged. And we ourselves, who are often discouraged, we look for encouragement here. And we ask that you would help us to find that as we come and worship this morning. We ask you to heal us because we've all been touched by the evil one in this world. And there are people that I'm aware of that need healing, and there are those who I don't know of. I ask you, Lord, to heal them in accordance with your will. I would ask that your Holy Spirit would meet us today, that your holy angels would be here and to surround us as we worship, that the songs of praise and joy that we sing to you would make you smile, that the program that's presented to us in song that would touch our hearts and soften our hard hearts and make us want to be more like you. Most of all, Lord, we just want you to be with us today. We want your good news, your gospel, to be preached this morning in this place. And we ask, Lord, that you would soften our hearts so we can receive it and we can go from this place better people. In Jesus' name, amen.
I know we've got some visitors here that were hoping to see my sisters and I sing. But Janine Keller, our pianist and our longtime childhood friend, her father took a bad fall, and he's 97. And a couple of maybe 4 days ago, she texted me in the middle of the night and said, "He's not doing well. He's actually going downhill." And I told her, because I've been by the bedside of my mom when she was going, I couldn't ask her to come up here and leave her parent. So I prayed, and I asked the Lord, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "Well, you got to sing." I said, "Okay, I can do that." And so we've put together a little concert this morning, with some things in between. For His Glory has graciously agreed to do a couple of songs with me, and I'll be doing the majority of them with some scriptures in between. So For His Glory can come and join me. In Genesis 28:16, it says, "Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.' Unlike Jacob, We know that God is here because he's promised where two or more are gathered, he is here. Surely.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace.
I can hear the brush of angels' wings.
I see glory on each face.
In Matthew 11:29 and 30, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We all have baggage, burdens, that we carry around with us, whether it be your past, some offense that you've picked up, unforgiveness, you name it, we feel obliged to hold on to it. This song reminds me that there is a Savior who will gladly take them all if we only let him. There is a Savior.
Is
Are there burdens in your past? Is your life a memory that binds you? Is there some pain that you've carried far too long? Then strengthen in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. There's a lot of I wills in that. So what's the definition of promise? A declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. God keeps his promises, amen? What are some of those promises? Let's see if you can find some of those promises in this song, More Than Wonderful.
God and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father and would love us with the love that would not cease. I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. The finest words I know cannot begin to tell just what Jesus really means to me. For he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond.
The songs that I have chosen they're not really random. These songs have a meaning in my life. Whether I've been going through some hardship or finally realizing who he really is and who he should be to me and how I should be living my life. And I know that the trials that I go through are only for strengthening my faith. It doesn't feel good at the time. You all know that. Whether you lose someone, whether you've got a rebellious kid, whether you've got family members, or even a spouse that's doing something that's not supposed to be. This next song is called Falling Forward. I know with Christ, when we fall backwards, without Christ, we fall backwards, it's like it takes so much longer to get come forward and go forward. But with Christ, as long as you're falling forward with him, it's always a gain. In Psalms 118, 13 and 14, it says, I was pushed hard so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Now, there was a time in my life, way back when I became a single parent. I was sidelined by the church, both churches, and that hurt me. But what hurt me the most was that they did that to my kids. And during that time, I was not allowed to participate in sing, in choir. I just had to sit back and ask the Lord why. And it was during that time God introduced me to this song. The line in the song that really spoke to me was, when I'm frozen in my failure, there's a whisper. Don't forget, your Redeemer somehow uses what we most regret. I'm not supposed to do this. Today, I am blessed with being married to my best friend. It's going to be 10 years. 10 years this year. Woo-hoo. So falling forward, God is good. He never leaves us or forsakes us, even though in our darkest times. So falling forward. That's true. He'll catch him even then.
Journey. If you ask me how I feel, it seems I'm moving backwards, or at least just standing still. When I'm frozen in my faith, there's a whisper, don't forget, your Redeemer somehow uses even what we most step by step.
You know, it's almost noon. And maybe you want me to cut? I have two more songs. I can cut one out. Romans 13:11. Do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For your salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. You know what? I believe there are only two statements the Lord is going to tell us. Where am I? I never knew you. Depart from me. Or, you want to hear the second one. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Those are the ones I want to hear. So when the time comes, I want him to know me.
Jesus comes to take me.
Psalms 139:14. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful, and I know it with all my heart. You know, the Lord's ways are not our ways. It is so evident when we think we know the best for our lives. Because of who he is and the promises that he has spoken, that he's going to come back, may we all be ready with our family members and those who've gone before us. I can't wait for that day because of who you are. For his glory to come back, and we'll sing the last song, after which Pastor's going to have our closing prayer. Testing, testing. Okay.
All about Jesus, isn't it? I want to thank Daisy and for his glory. Take out your cards just for a quick moment. Your chance to fill it out. I think we have some commitments. Well, this we run out, so hang tight. We ran out, but I think it's time to make some new commitments to Jesus. I really do. For what we've heard today in this wonderful praise service. So fill out the card, and if you'd like to make some comments about the group, I'll make sure they get the cards. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. We're so glad that we've been able to have a service where we just do nothing but praise the love that you have for us. And Father, may we in our hearts not only rejoice, but may each and every one of us recommit our lives totally to you. Because Father, you're not only our Savior, you need to be Lord of our lives. And we thank you and we praise you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.